Let me leave you with something he said in a message just a few years ago. Here he is speaking to us this morning. Yes, there is a deadness in our prayer meetings. It used to be there was a pleading with God in prayer, a passionate pleading with God, a holding up of the promises of God, where the prayer meeting wasn't all taken up with health and wealth. Now, I believe in praying for the sick. I believe in being compassionate to the needy. But men and women, there's a greater burden. Our land is going to hell. Our nation is under judgment. Our churches are facing the greatest challenge they've ever faced since the days of the Reformation. And we are at our weakest point. We need to get through to God. There has to be a pleading, a yearning, a burning out in prayer. The burden that Knox had when he looked at Scotland and he cried, God, give me Scotland or I die. I look at our young people. As I looked at the college and the career class this morning and asked them simply, have you ever been part of a night of prayer? And none of them have. They don't know what it's like to spend a night in prayer. I tell you, beloved, that is where we are failing more than anywhere else. Sermon audio and technology leaves with us the legacy of the preaching of the mighty preachers of the past, of recent eras. But we have no record of the prayer meetings. What would it be to have a record of the prayer meetings that started at 9 p.m. and went on to 4 p.m. or 4 a.m. to listen to them pray? So I come this morning and I think, how am I to teach the coming generation what really made men like Dr. Paisley and Reverend Wiley and Dr. Cairns and others? How do I teach them that? How do I teach them what it is to wait on God?